And you know, they're free of context. They're just quotes by these persons. So this one says, "The rational question, who appointed you? Who gave you the authority to act in this sphere, is one that a Jew does not ask himself." And this is by Rabbi Adin Steinsaltz, apparently. Very nice quote. And then you can press next quote and you get another one. You get a Shakespeare there. You get Shabab Moradi. Get Kolyana Kodrianu. And then Horst Mahler. And it goes on. So mixed quotes. There's no value put into these quotes. They stand on their own. And some of these quotes are from famous dead Swedish authors that are based. They were pretty based in their time because they were active like 200 to 150 years ago. So what they were saying was, you know, more in line with what we think today. You know, you can call it conservative, but I think it is just being in touch with your people and your race. These were nationalists of their time, really. But everyone was a nationalist 150 years ago because everyone wanted Sweden to succeed and they wanted to not live in the multicultural utopia we live in today, for sure. So some of these quotes, and it says here the personalities, is Werner von Heidenstam, Esaias Tegnér, and Viktor Rydberg are some of them, but they're also taking Havamal and they're also taking the Edda as well as an example that we quote. And I don't know who owns the rights to the Edda. I don't, do you know, Alan? Do you have
No,
that in
I
mind?
don't think Snorri has like a handling association like I don't know Michael Jackson or something, right?
Yeah,
So,
does he have a Jew that keeps the rights, the
God
copyright of the
forbid.
book? Yeah, no, so yeah. But the point of the, what is it called, the prosecution, the for reporting us for this, is that we are using these quotes in association with hate, basically. But it is National Socialism, because this is a National Socialist news website. So they're doing the association bit there, where we shouldn't be able to use these famous authors because we're hate people. We're anti-Semites, whatever labels they want to throw at us. So they made a case out of this and they brought it to court. And the funny thing is that they told us that if we would just stop doing it, it would go away. And we didn't. And we went to court against them. And I just love that because they're not asking for a little money here. Did I tell you how much money they're talking about here, Alan?
No, you didn't.
It's crazy. They want 1 million kroner from Nordfront, and they want 1 million kroner from the Nordic Resistance Movement for posting these quotes on Nordfront.
So they want it for the state, they want it for the estate of those people? Like who's gonna get the money? The their
Yeah.
lawyer goon bags? What?
I don't know. That's a really good question. But I mean, it's gonna go towards really good means, obviously. It's gonna feed the homeless Africans in Uganda or something. Now I don't know, but so that's the case. That's the whole grudge